fell to Claiborne, conducted by Lynette Johnson on March 23, 1996, at his residence in Boaz, Alabama. The subject of this interview is the Great Depression. Mr. Claiborne, can you tell us what it was like living during the Great Depression?
You didn't have any money, you couldn't buy anything. One thing.
What was the education like? You were a teacher during that time?
I started teaching in 25. $325 for a whole year's work.
My goodness. Were you employed at that time? Were you employed at that time?
Oh yeah, I had school every year. Farm in the summertime. In 41, I was principal of four teachers school. Got a little extra money for that. I got $810 for the whole year.
A lot of change in salaries over the years, aren't anything. Was anyone in the family in the CCC? Was anyone in the family in the CCC?
No, not allowed much to CCC.
How would you compare the economic panics throughout your lifetime to the Depression? Are there any similarities or?
I don't know. It's been a pretty hard time, me on the why, really. And it didn't get better until about 33. It lasted from approximately 1920. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, war ended. Cotton was bringing 45 cents a pound when you came to town. And then early 20s, when I had my first bed of cotton, it offered 12 cents for it. And it's down about 36 cents, you see. And people had bought this high-priced land and they lost it because of the depression, see. And the bank, some of them went broke. When I had money and went broke, and I lost half what I had in it. Didn't have a whole lot, but I lost half of it. It didn't get better until Roosevelt got to be president. He closed all the banks. Tied up all the cotton like that to make it bring a higher price.
So FDR's bank holiday, as it's referred to, was a good thing, you feel like?
Mm-hmm. Buy a new automobile, brand new, $525.
Is this during the Depression era?
And 1928. Mm-hmm. Bought my first car, in fact, price of $525. Now, when I turned out a little, we put in 2000. Same day, triple A. Mm-hmm. We just did it out, that is all. I was buying something, I didn't have any money.
What was the, what did you do about food? Did you run into problems
with raised meals? We raised everything, ate most everything, see. All kinds of vegetables and potatoes like that, and kept a cow, two cows. Had a hog to hog, sometimes two hogs to kill, you see. And we didn't buy anything except flour, sugar, and coffee. Soda to put in the bread. We had plenty to eat. We didn't go hungry. Some people did, but we didn't. Wasn't allowed to buy too much clothing.
What did people do for fun?
Well, we made our own fun. It's all about fun. We didn't go to the picture show, play marbles, make flame shots, bow and arrow, like that, and just made up. We made our recreation.
What was the region of Boaz like at that time?
Well, Boaz was a farming town, and the railroad made Boaz where it is. And everything he bought came in on the train. Mm-hmm. All the automobiles were shipped on the train. They put four cars in one boxcar. The train had no food in boxcar. They shipped them like that in Boaz. T-models, two Chevrolets.
What events led up to the Great Depression? What do you feel like Kyle helped to contribute to it?
Well, the war caused it, I suppose, you see. It seemed like everybody had plenty of money and they had a pretty good credit, see. And that's what then they bought on the credit and you buy a farm for $4,000. Depression kind of wouldn't bring two. See what I mean? And that's what broke the bank. When they let the money out, it was worth what they had a mortgage on, they called it, see. But when the depression came, they couldn't set it to half what they had in it.
What was your reaction to the Great Depression? What was your reaction to the Great Depression?
I didn't do anything bad except do the best I could, work when I could. Taught school in the summertime, I mean the wintertime, and farm in the summertime, made a crop, I mean, made a bale or two of cotton like that, work when I could. There's no use to fuss about it, just take it and go on. Like I say, we had plan D and enough clothes to cover our back.
What was the church like around that time? What was the church like, family, friends?
Church life was pretty good. Everybody went to church. Of course, either walked or went in a wagon. I don't know where, but I don't know, one family in 100 had a car back then, you know what I mean? Just a few people had a car at that time. We lived about 2 miles from church. Most of them walk.
So you stayed employable all through the Depression. You were able to continue your teaching field?
I started teaching in 25 and I had a school. Practically every year until 62. I quit 62. Quit when you start paying. I did carpenter work for 20 cents an hour. I worked 10 hours a day, $2 a day.
Were carpenters back in that time paid more than the teaching field, or was it about the same?
No, about the same. I did carpenter work in summertime, I taught in the wintertime, see. You got to work on the farm, you got $1 a day. Plow for someone, they give you $1.
What was that? Were they a big demand for carpenter work back during the Depression? Or?
Yeah, I'd say so. It took 3 months to build a house, though. Everything done with a hand saw.
Oh, it did take a while.
Didn't have any tools to work with except a hand saw and a hammer. I built house the oldest down in Gadsden. It's a big old house. He did Luther's all what I had ahead of me, and we built it 44 days. Which had a scale saw, you see. It was 90 foot long and 30 foot wide. All total. the main house was instead of a 60.
Do you have trouble finding a job after you graduated from Jacksonville State at 25?
I could get a job. I get a job teaching something the whole time.
There's a big change from Boaz, from the Depression era to what it's turned into today, isn't there?
That boy is on the boom today. There's 140 happen stores up there. Boaz, that's what number two of the cities in the United States got, what Boaz has got. We got Vanity Fair. That's Pepperell from Georgia. Mm-hmm. And the region class of them. Just tell me, and these two other cities got all three of them. Huh. So boy, he's on the map.
So did you have a hard time during the Depression purchasing equipment you needed for farming? Or was there a lot of rationing?
No, we had a mule. And didn't have much trouble. We didn't have any machinery to work with. Turning flat a single stock, we called it, all we had, you see. But we had that all the time. Now if you don't walk, do anything. You ride on these tractors. To make the cup and all together, you don't walk anymore. We walk, hold the cotton three times, at least, plant it every 2 weeks, plant the corn every 3 weeks, and they don't even plant them, and hold it easy. So they better make them.
Did you look forward to the election of President Roosevelt from the Depression?
No, I didn't. I was a Republican.
Oh.
I was married the 5th day of November in 32, and on Tuesday after they elected him, they elected the president on Tuesday, November. He took office, I think, the 20th of March. And that first thing they did, close all the banks. And that's when mine didn't open, since I lost half when I had the bank. And I just put a check in there a few days before it closed. They ever told me they didn't have any money.
So you just, all of a sudden it was just like real fast that people were realizing their money wasn't there, or was it something that
they had lent the money out, see, on this high-priced land, and they couldn't sell it for what they had in it. It weren't a bad deal in a way, it had just depression. Called it, see, mm-hmm. Lent the money out, and the farm might have been worth $4,000, and then when the depression, they couldn't get two for them, see, and they had $3,000 this way, and they couldn't get the money. And all the stockholders had all the money borrowed they could borrow on the stock and some more too, and didn't pay it back except one man. And he lost his stock. Dr. Cooley. It was a pretty hard time with it.
Sounds like it was a very trying time for a lot of people around that
time. A lot of people suffered, really. We got by all right. I didn't suffer, you might say. I managed to save a little money all along. I didn't spend it all that had away. See, I got by all right.
Was it hard starting back over after losing, say, probably half of what you had in the bank at the time, after the Depression? Was people more skeptical about banking the money after losing all this, or
That particular bank was, I guess. There's two banks in Boyd. The other was all right, see? And didn't lend the money as freely as that would be. Two banks. It was not all right.
I'd be skeptical about using a bank if I'd lost my money. I don't think I'd
What would you do with it?
I don't know.
If you was bootleg, you had to hide it.
That's right. They probably did okay back then, didn't they?